We're all keeping an eye on Hurricane Sandy and the possible Frankenstorm. So as many of you stock up on necessities like water and batteries, we want to also give you some suggestions on how to keep the spook in your Halloween, despite the storm threat.
That means we're talking wine. Joining us now live, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner in our one of the week. Scott Greenberg, hello.
Hello, Hillary. It's good to be here.
It's good to see you. What do you suggest for those who like a good Sauvignon Blanc?
Well, you know, I think with the weather, you know, the impending storm and impending Halloween, you're going to want a scary good value. And this is one, the 2010 Leda Sauvignon Blanc. This is from Leda Valley, Chile. It's a cooler coastal climate Sauvignon Blanc, and it's just got these really nice aromas of lime, grapefruit, little orange blossom scents in there. It's got a very, very fragrant nose. And then you get into these flavors of gooseberry, passion fruit, and bright citrus in the mouth. Now, I think you know, Hillary, that I'm not a fan of the grassy notes in Sauvignon Blanc, but this has just a touch of the grassy notes, but it combines with fresh acidity, a little bit of subtle minerality in there, and it just makes for a refreshing finish. Best of all,
$10. Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
So you got a case.
Now, you also talk about a wine that goes a little incognito. Tell us about this bottle.
Oh, yes, from Lodi, California. The brothers, Michael and David Phillips, they make the 2010 Michael David Winery, the Incognito white wine. Incognito, get it? It's masked. Mm. So they actually thought this was Viognier. They actually thought this was Roussanne. Turns out it was Viognier. And then they blend it with a little bit of Chardonnay, Muscat, Sauvignon Blanc, and again, some Roussanne. It gets these beautiful flavors of peach, apricot, pineapple, a little orange rind in there that just kind of floats over the palate like a ghost, you know? So you get the highlights of candy nectarine and a remarkable depth of finish. Luscious, $18.
Wow. Well, a good Zinfandel is almost blood red, Scott.
Well, particularly if it's the 2011 Armida Winery Poison.
Ooh.
Get it? Poison.
Got it.
Zinfandel, Sonoma, California. And according to the website, this is a wine to die for. I'm not sure about that, but it's pretty good. Medium bodied. I really like red cherry, dark raspberry, little blueberry flavors in there. And then you just get these dusty tannins and a touch of black pepper on the finish. $25.
So if you really want to splurge on a bottle, what's good?
Well, you really want to splurge? Like really, really, really want to splurge?
Not really, but what if
I medium? How about a medium splurge?
A medium splurge. I like the non-vintage headless red. Get it? This is from the Ash Hollow Estates Vineyard and Winery up in Walla Walla, Washington. Say that fast three times. Now, this is a blend of Merlot, Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc, Cabernet, Sauvignon, and then Syrah and Malbec. There's a lot going on in there. I mean, there's like, you know, I don't know what grape they left out. And then you get these flavors of raspberry, cherry, and a little whispers of hinty, of earth and heady spices. Subtle oak finish. It's really nice. Now, according to the website, this wine is scarce, so you may have to ask your wine shop to hunt it down for you before the storm comes in. $19.
Well, that's because it takes so many wines to make it.
A lot of grapes in that one.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.